This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Online phishing and scam calls are becoming rampant these days. Sometimes these scammers may claim to be from the IRS and scam you out of your money. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore explains how to differentiate a scam from an official IRS message on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
If you've gotten a phone call from someone identifying themselves as being with the IRS, threatening a lawsuit, or instructing you to make a payment of some kind to them, there is a 99.9% chance it's a scam. The IRS does not call, tweet, text, or use Facebook, Instagram, social media, instant messages, or smoke signals to communicate with a taxpayer who owes money to the U.S. Treasury. They send letters, remember those? Via the U.S. Postal Service. And if the matter is weighty enough, the letter will come certified. Don McGee, a Ruston CPA, has told me, if you owe the IRS anything, they'll send multiple letters and oftentimes place liens on your assets before calling. And they don't file lawsuits to collect unpaid taxes. They don't have to, so says McGee. Earlier this year, the IRS announced that phone calls from criminals impersonating IRS agents remain an ongoing threat to taxpayers. The IRS has seen a surge of these phone scams in recent years as con artists threaten taxpayers with things like police arrest, deportations, and license revocation. And this phone scam thing has been going on for several years. If someone calls unexpectedly, claiming to be from the IRS with aggressive threats if you don't pay immediately, it's a scam artist calling. The first IRS contact with taxpayers is usually through the mail. Taxpayers have rights, and this is not how the IRS does business. The IRS reports that scammers are able to falsify caller ID numbers to make it look like the IRS is calling, and then they use fake names and bogus IRS badges. They often leave urgent callback requests. Well, typically the scammers will target individuals that they think will be easy prey, such as the elderly, newly arrived immigrants, and those whose first language is not English. Well, you can be sure that it's a scammer if somebody calls claiming to be with the IRS and asking you to send a payment even though you've never gotten a letter. The IRS says that it will never, one, call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. Two, demand that you pay taxes without giving you the opportunity to question or appeal the amount that they say that you owe. Three, require you to use a special payment method for your taxes, such as a prepaid debit card. And then four, ask for credit or debit card numbers over the phone. Or five, threaten to bring in local police or other law enforcement groups to have you arrested for not paying. By the way, similar caution should be used concerning any emails that you receive claiming to be from the IRS. They're not. The IRS doesn't initiate contact with taxpayers by email to request personal or financial information. According to the IRS, taxpayers shouldn't respond to any email that claims to be from the IRS or click on any links provided. Instead, they should simply forward the scam emails to the IRS at phishing, that's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, at irs.gov. A little common sense and a willingness to ask questions first can go a long way towards avoiding scams like this. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.